percent.
Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob. We're up and away again, Bob. Another week, another show. How have you been?
Fine. Thank you.
Good.
Today our topic is a term called machismo.
Yeah, or macho man.
Macho man.
Mm.
And of course, we're both very macho, and we're proud of it. Yeah. And that's why you listen to the show, listeners.
I guess.
Machismo is, just exhibiting excessive masculinity. I don't know if you ever saw the show Happy Days in the UK.
The Fonzie.
Or Sylvester Stallone in some of his movies.
And yeah.
As an attitude, machismo ranges from a personal sense of virility to a more extreme, masculism.
Yeah.
In many cultures, machismo is acceptable and even expected. And machismo, where does that word come from?
It comes from Spain. It's a Spanish word, I guess.
Spanish guys pioneered the word.
Yeah, I guess also physically, a macho man is someone with big muscles.
Like me.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger is kind of like a macho man, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got big muscles and, he looks macho.
Yeah.
Just
like us.
Yeah. Masculinity refers to qualities or behavior, which is judged by a particular culture to be essentially associated with men or even boys.
Yeah.
Especially men.
Jeanette Saltzman. Chivetz in 1974 describes seven areas of masculinity in general culture.
Wow.
There's the physical, athletic, strong, brave, unconcerned about appearance.
There's the functional, that's the breadwinner or the provider for the family.
Sexual, being sexually aggressive, experienced, single status, acceptable.
Then there's the emotional. Which means that the person is actually unemotional, the stoic, this idea that boys don't cry.
The intellectual, logical, intellectual, rational, objective, practical.
Yeah. And then we also have the interpersonal, the dominating quality, the leadership.
Yeah.
The one who's independent and the disciplinarian, the free individualistic type of character.
And then other personal characteristics, being success-oriented, ambitious, proud, moral, competitive, adventurous, decisive.
Yeah, egotistical.
Yeah, so I mean...
lots of qualities that you can say apply to this ideal of a macho man or
that's
machismo.
True. Yeah. But again, I think, I mean, although we joke, we do a pretty good job of being more of a modern type of man, don't we?
I think
progressive.
So. Generally, I think we're pretty liberal and progressive, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. By the way, I've got an audio message.
Maybe some people don't agree.
Should I play an audio message?
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
From one of our listeners?
Yeah. Excellent. Really nice lady sent it to us. So
let's
play that.
Hi, Bob and Rob. My name is Isabel. I'm from the Canary Islands, but I've been living in Argentina for 10 years now. And I've been listening to your program for 1 year. I normally listen to some other podcasts, but I prefer yours. And I think it is because of this live thing to friends talking, giving their opinions, making jokes. And in between these things, the grammar and the both sides of the pound section, I like. However, I would like to complain about something I reject, and it is that sometimes I think you are a bit machistas, especially Bob, sorry Bob, and that's why I'd like to recommend you a book I read in the past. The name of this book is La Mujer Habitada, I think in English it is The Inhabited Woman, and it was written by Gioconda Belli, an Nicaraguan writer. I think it was in 1998, or I think it was in this year. And it tells the lives of two women. One lived in the past, and it is an ancestor, an aborigine of the main character. And the other story is about this main character, a woman that lives in the present. But what I liked the most about this book is the way it reflects women's psychology. When I read it, when I first read it, I was surprised at the way it did it. And from this moment on, I recommended it to all my friends, especially to my male friends. And I think that they like it. They liked it too. And so that's why I recommend it to you. It could be, I don't know, a topic for your next hodgepodge. Okay, I really like your podcast. Thank you and bye-bye. I hope I will listen to you for a long time. Bye.
Well,
thank you so much. Mm. And boy, I think we have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I guess so. We thought we were modern and progressive.
And she said you're even more macho or machismo than I am.
I think you got that the wrong way around, Bob.
Oh. Well, I think we should apologize because we do maybe come across as being a little sexist sometimes. Maybe.
Yeah, possibly, meaning that we downplay the role of women, perhaps, or we just make flippant remarks about women.
Yeah, so we're sorry about that, and we will try to read the book. Rob's going to read it and tell me about it.
Okay.
But
In retaliation?
In retaliation, sure.
Do you have a nice little joke from Bubba?
Okay. Yeah, this is just the theme is you can't please women. Mm. And this is just a joke, but we want to give you an example of kind of a sexist joke since this is the topic, you know, machismo. So here's a good old Bubba.
Right.
Here's a little joke for you. But again, this is in the spirit of fun.
Yeah.
We're not doing this to be mean. This is just kind of it's a good joke, I think. Do you like it?
I like it, yeah. I think our listeners will enjoy it. And it's a bit sexist, but don't worry. It's just a joke after all.
Okay, here it is.
Howdy, friend. This is Bubba Bohacks with your daily wisecrack from BubbaBohacks.com. Visit me there in the fun barn. A group of ladies are out on vacation together when they see this big 5-story hotel. A sign reads, "For women only." And since they're there without their boyfriends or their husbands, they decide to go in. And the clerk there is a very attractive guy. He explains how the hotel works. He says, "We have 5 floors. You go up floor by floor. And once you find the floor you're looking for, you can stay on that floor. It's easy to decide what floor to stay on, too, because each floor has a sign telling you what's inside." So the women get in the elevator, and they're starting to go up. They stop at the first floor, and the sign says, "All the men on this floor are short and plain." The friends laugh and without hesitation move on to the next floor. The sign on the second floor reads, "All the men here are short and handsome." Still, that isn't good enough, so the friends continue on up. They reach the third floor, and the sign reads, "All the men here are tall and plain." They still want to do better, so knowing there's still 2 floors left ahead of them, they continue to go on up. On the fourth floor, the sign says, "All the men here are tall and handsome." The women there thought, "That's perfect," and they get all excited, and they start to step out of the elevator, and then they realize there's 1 more floor left. So they hit the button, they go on up to the 5th floor, and the door opens up, and they find a sign that reads, "There's no men here on this floor. This floor was built just to prove that there's no way to ever please a woman."
Okay, well, that was kind of funny.
No pleasing a woman. And, But going back to the message, I think, are you going to read that book, our listener?
I think I will.
I'm going to try and read that.
But that was a nice message, and we appreciate all your feedback. And again, sometimes we don't notice how we sound. Thank you.
Yeah.
Seriously, though. Yeah, thank you very much.
Feedback is most welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We also should say there are some positive aspects of, traditional masculine gender role, at least in American culture. as I see it. I mean, I can't speak for Spanish culture or I can't speak for Arabic culture, but I think there are some positive aspects.
Right, right.
For example, a man's willingness to set aside his own needs for the sake of his family is a good thing.
Yeah, and his ability to withstand hardship and pain to protect others.
Or his tendency to take care of people and solve their problems as if they were his own, as if they were his own.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, and his way of expressing love by doing things for others.
His loyalty, dedication, and commitment.
Yeah, and his stick-to-it-iveness.
Well, that's another word way to say that, to stick to something, his determination.
Yeah, his will to hang in this until something has been corrected.
Mm. And his ability to solve problems, think logically and rely on himself, take risks, stay calm in the face of danger and assert himself. So there's two sides to
every coin.
Everything's a double-edged sword. I mean, if you take anything too far, it's bad. But you don't want to throw everything out.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So we can be a little macho.
Sure, yeah. Look at those muscles.
Tarzan. Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Jane. Tarzan.
Oh.
Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan.
All right, let's move along to our next section in the show, and we're going to look at some phrasal verbs and idioms next.
Yeah, power is associated with machismo, being macho.
Yeah,
and to power up is a very common phrasal verb, which means to switch a machine on, for example.
Well, shall we go and get some coffee while we wait for the computer to power up?
Yeah, and also it can be used as a slang term. For example, I eat lots of meat in order to power up before I work out.
Yeah.
To power your body up.
Mm, yeah, good idea. Next, we're going to do an idiom, and today's idiom is guts.
Hey, that's a macho term.
Yeah, to have guts means to have the courage to do something.
So asking someone out on a date takes guts.
Yeah, yeah, or another example is, it takes guts to say you're sorry.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah, you have to be brave.
Our bonus idiom is to spill your guts. And what's the sentence that we have here?
Okay. Spill your guts example.
Yeah.
It took a few beers, but finally my father spilled his guts about his money troubles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, that will be in the study guide.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to...
The bonus idiom.
The bonus idiom, spill your guts. The answer to that will be in the study guide. If you want to check the meaning out, please check the study guide.
Okay. Well, let's move along then. Ancient Japanese English study secret.
Ancient Japanese English study secret.
Here's some expressions you can use when you're guessing in English, when you're trying to guess.
Right, yeah.
For example, I'd say...
Could it be?
Perhaps it's...
It looks like...
It's difficult to say, but I'd guess. So, for example, I'd say he's going to win the fight.
Could it be that women don't really want a macho guy?
They might say that. Perhaps it's going to be a quick fight.
It looks like he will be the champion again.
It's difficult to say, but I'd guess Joe is the toughest boy in our class.
Great. Some good expressions there to use when you're guessing.
And I'd guess that we should move on.
Yeah. Both sides of the pond.
Okay. Take it away, Rob.
Okay. In Britain, we have a word singlet.
Oh, okay. Like a sleeveless dress shirt that a man wears. Now, I think these might be macho words.
Right, right.
So like a macho guy wearing a sleeveless undershirt.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes we say tank top.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
How about in the U.S. we have an expression to really beat someone up badly, to really beat them, in a fight. We would say an idiom, clean someone's clock, clean their clock. Do you say that in the U.K.?
Not really, no.
Well, what do you say?
Maybe we could say beat them hello wipe the floor with them.
Wipe the floor with them. Here's a really macho type job. A longshoreman, someone that works on the docks with freight.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a tough job.
Yeah.
We we would say a docker in the UK.
A docker?
Mm.
Okay. Another kind of macho job is to fly a chopper. Do you say chopper?
We understand that, but we would just say helicopter.
I mean, we say helicopter too, sure. But chopper's kind of a slang term.
Mm, yeah.
And the opposite of a macho man, we sometimes just say a nerd.
Right, right.
A nerd is someone that, you know, kind of has an image of maybe studying all the time or
geekish.
Geekish, a nerd. Do you say nerd?
Well, we know what it means. We might say it, but we'd probably just call him square.
Okay.
Or even studious.
Yeah.
That has a negative image sometimes.
Well, yeah, definitely.
At school, anyway.
Geek actually has gotten more popular. It actually has a positive image in some ways now, like a tech geek.
Right, right.
A geek is
a bit like
your...
you, Bob.
Shut
so
up.
You're a macho tech geek.
If it's possible, I don't know. You said it, not me. You said it, not me. But, you said I was macho, not me. Okay, announcements. If you're interested in receiving 4 shows a month rather than 2, plus detailed study notes and transcripts, consider becoming a Bob and Rob show member and join the rest of the glorious membership.
Yeah, good idea. And please check out our store. Got lots of linguistic goodies there.
Yeah. Write us if you have any questions. As always, we're at thebobandrobshow.com.
Yeah, any more emails or audio clips are always welcome.
Yeah.
And if you can, if you have the time and want to practice your writing skills, please write a review of The Bob and Rob Show on iTunes.
Okay. And some quotations about machismo. A really good one here by Germaine Greer. The tragedy of machismo is that a man is never quite man enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
This one is from the late Kurt Cobain, who was the lead singer of the grunge rock band Nirvana. I've always had a problem with the average macho man. They've always been a threat to me.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Today's song is called I'm Not a Macho Man, and it's by Ugly Bob.
Ugly Bob? You didn't have anything to do with this song, did you, Bob?
Why would I have anything to do with it? Do you think I'm ugly?
No, just joking.
A line in this song says, I'm not a macho man. Don't wear a designer tan. Just want to be me. Just want to be free. It's a great song.
Cool.
It's a really nice song.
Thanks, man.
And it could be our theme song.
Right.
To the nice listener that
sent in that audio.
Sent in your audio. We want to dedicate this song to you.
Cool.
We're not macho men.
Well, and if we come across as such, we're...
It's Rob's fault.
Hey, Bob, I've got to go and pump some iron, man.
Yeah, right. We got to go, but we got to tell them that we got the show from podshow.com.
That's true.
Music.podshow.com. Yeah, I got to go and save the world.
Yeah.
My cape. I got to go put on my red cape, fly around and save the world.
Okay, yeah.
We do, in a way, we are kind of superheroes. Saving... the world.
Saving the world, yeah.
Linguistically.
In a way.
Making sure that...
Helping. Helping.
Yeah. Okay, well, on that note, let's go pump some iron.
Yeah.
Let's go lift weights.
Cool.
Okay, bye everyone.
Goodbye.
I'm not a macho man. Don't wear designer tan. Just wanna be me. Just wanna be free. I don't wear gold chains. Pretend that I got no brains. Just wanna be me. Just wanna be free. Sensitivity, that's for me. I don't drive fast cars. My face ain't covered in scars. Just wanna be me. Just wanna be free. I don't have any tattoos. I don't drink too much booze. Just wanna be me. Just wanna be free. Sensitivity, that's for me. I ain't worried about my looks. Rather stick my nose in some books. Just wanna be me. Just wanna be free. I don't boast about sex. Ain't got a Freudian complex. I just wanna be me. Just wanna be free. Just wanna be free. Wanna be me.